Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Abraham exchanged a nice home in Ur for a goat's hair tent. And even though he became very rich, he chose tent living for the rest of his life. Hebrews 11 verses 8 to 10 explains, quote, "By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place which he would receive as an inheritance, and he went out, not knowing where he was going. By faith, he dwelt in the land of promise, as in a foreign country, dwelling in tents. For he waited for the city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God." End quote. Two things characterized Abram's life in Canaan. Wherever he went, he would pitch a tent and build an altar. By this, he testified to the people around him that he was both a stranger and a pilgrim. See Genesis 12, verses 7 and 8. He didn't belong down here, but he did belong up there. He had left Ur and Haran, but he was looking for a city too, a very different kind. This one had as its architect and builder the God of heaven. Abram thought Canaan was a nice campsite, but someday he hoped to put away those tent pegs and settle back, no longer a stranger who didn't belong where he was, or a pilgrim who hadn't yet reached his destination. Hebrews 11, 13 and 14 goes on to explain the patriarch's strategy. Quote, "These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country." Their purpose in tenting was to make people first curious and eventually seek for heaven too. Now I wonder, do people ask me about my hope? Or is it the same as theirs, to feel at home down here? Let's learn from Abraham how to make people homesick for heaven.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv. This program has been graciously provided by this station.